It seems strange now to think there was a post office in Glenmazuron.
Well, I think her mother was postmistress before her. Then her mother died, she took over. And that must have just been, well, at the beginning of the century, you know. She was very young at the time. So
yes.
She was virtually the only postmistress, you know.
Yes.
I remember before the war, it used to be... I think the lodges had telephones, but they were the only ones who had the telephones, and she had the exchange, so if somebody went before, she had to push all the little buttons, the plugs in the right place, you know. And I remember Ian saying he used to be a telegram boy, and he had to deliver telegrams, you know, and he had a little hat and a sleeve band that you wore, and so, something like sixpence or something like that for delivering a telegram on his bike, yes. But you don't see telegrams nowadays.
No.
And then eventually it got a bit more automated. But she did very well. She managed with the decimal currency, you know, change over to decimal currency and all that sort of thing.
When did the post office close?
It was in the, late 70s it was. Granny died in, it was 76 she died. So it might be just early 70s. I've got later dates stamped from the day she closed the post office somewhere, but I haven't checked it out sometimes. And that was it. That was the end of Glenmazuron post office. That quite unique in a way, really. People don't realise there had been a post office.
No.
Still called the old post office.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
But people used to come down for their pension. You know, there was an old man from quite a fair, and used to walk down for his pension every week. She would do all the, you know, they had bought their postage stamps, got their pensions, posted their letters, whatever it was. And then they were allowed to come round to the house and have a cup of tea. But the business had to be conducted from the front porch, which was the post office, before they were allowed any.
But having walked all that way, he needed a cup of tea.
He needed a cup of tea. Kiosk outside, you know, which was a public telephone, you know. Even when we were in the bungalow, we had to want to use the telephone, we had to walk over to the... I remember one year, the snow was about this height, I had to make a phone call at night, and I came back, and I actually had frostbite. I didn't realise at the time, because I had great big wheels.
Gosh.
I was just standing there in freezing cold. Life was
a lot slower then.